Now, if I want to network and build my business on the internet, the person I trust is the number one constant contact person here in South Florida, and I venture to bet probably just about anywhere. Sandy Abbott, welcome back, Sandy.
Hello, thanks for having me.
I'm great. Sandy, now, it's after the holidays. You taught everybody how to build a list for the holidays, maximize it. Now they've got this new list. They've been collecting business cards, all kinds of stuff. Now what do they do, and how do they do it?
Well, I've got to give you a plug because you do an awesome job of always building your list. People don't realize how simple it is just to export the Outlook like you do on a regular basis and how much that adds to the list. So I would say keep up the good work with what you've been doing and continue to do the Outlook export at least quarterly.
I do it once a month. Mm-hmm. I collect probably 100 to 200 cards when I'm out there networking every month. And I got to give a plug to Claudia in my office who makes sure my database is up to date. And if she's not there, then my backup is my mom. So now that mom's putting together my contact list and it's getting pretty macho there, I'm like at 5,000 people on just that.
No, you're more.
Okay, but we have to like curate it, right? We got to prune it. There may be a couple doubles and such.
No, right now that's a single number, but what you do need to do, which I do for you, is the bounces. On a regular basis, you should go in and see which emails are not being delivered to and remove that, because that does two things for you. If you're paying for it, obviously it's going to reduce the cost. But the other cool thing is that it's going to make your open rate and click-through rate look so much more sexy.
Oh, and I love looking sexy with social media. You know, my clout score is 63. I can't believe it. I'm up like 2 points in the last month, and we're going to talk about how I did that in the fourth quarter of the show. Now, you're beaming, so you got something to say. Say it, girlfriend.
Well, I just got to say that sitting on this side of the booth, watching you do what you're doing, oh my goodness, this is such an adrenaline rush. And yes, it is a fireball. You should see the visual antics going on.
Well, they can. I got AC and me singing fireball on YouTube. High five, AC. High five, AC. Yeah, you can see us having fun because we got good information, but a lot of people don't care. You know, you need the information. We also want to have a little fun here. So, Sandy, now I got my list. I've curated. I've cleaned it. I've got a message to deliver. What do I do?
Well, it's the beginning of the year, and everybody has to start planning for the year. And sometimes we don't do that with email. We just kind of fly by the seat of our pants and figure out, oh, what do I need to send out this month?
No.
So what I would say is, look at what you're going to be doing this year and put together a content calendar, as much for your email as your social. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. You could just do it even on a napkin. But figure out what are your important selling times, the times that you really need to be out there with a message, and plan to be there in advance of the message, and then whatever you need to do for post. So if you know you're going to be doing a trade show or you're having a special sales cycle that's coming up, make sure you plan those messages on email and social, because what happens is sometimes on social we're very good about sharing things, but when it comes to promotional stuff, we get to it late in the cycle.
Yeah, and what I'm just learning, and we'll talk about this again in the fourth quarter, is Facebook ads. I found out it costs about $100 to get a good live lead for what I'm looking for. We'll talk about that. A kidney. And I spent about $1,000, got 10 good leads. So you have to plan. And I got to say is that I plan my social media calendar regularly. I've got a weekly plan, and I've got something that always ties in to our content marketing. And then there's a social component with that, too, that you can program. I love constant contact. Hashtag.
Well, yes, you can plan that. And with you, you have a lot of content that you are able to recycle. So when you go through the trouble of creating content, don't just use it once. Use it in your email, in your blog, in your social, and bring it up again. If it's evergreen information, you can share it throughout the year, not just once.
Oh, my gosh. I just pound away on all my content and the good stuff that I really do that. But what I really love about the email that you and High Five to Ashley put together is that you take this week's show and the content, and then you go, oh, hey, if you missed it, here, check this out at the bottom. So everything gets hammered twice. So you're right. And I've got to tell you, Sandy, I get compliments all the time on how that email looks, and it works for me. It works for me. Everybody says, oh, there's Jim Fried. I got your email, Jim. And I'm sometimes sitting out in the middle of an event or right here before the show, and bing, there it is. In fact, I always use the email blast to do the rundown on the show. And it always arrives right on time, thanks to the best email content marketing person I know. That's you. Now, Sandy, we've only got a minute left in this segment. People may not be here next time. So especially for the Jets fans, go slow. How do people find you?
They can find me online at ExpressoCC, and that's ExpressoCC.com. And I'm the same on Twitter, ExpressoCC.
All right. Well, listen, Sandy and I have had a bunch of good positive energy vibes here in the first quarter. We're going to come back and make it even more positive and have even better information in the second. So hang out. And if the guy cuts you off in traffic, that's their problem, not yours. AC, why don't you take it away?
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.